Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is a dream of the Sheikh Ahmed Aywazin, Medina Munawwara. Some students were around requesting him to teach the Bukhari Sharif. Madrasas normally teaching the Bukhari Sharif is like a very unique position, very great, outstanding, unique position. So the Sheikh Ramtai refused, he declined the offer. He says, a sinful, dirty person like me, and I'm not at all worthy of this kitab. They insisted and insisted, and Sheikh kept on refusing until Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, he says to Sheikh, if you start off the kitab, if you have any difficulty, then I am here, I will assist you. So he commenced the kitab. And now the discussion started off. Imam Bukhari sahab rahmatullahi did not start off with alhamdul. When you are starting off a kitab or you deliver a talk, you say alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Start off a khutbah and then you continue. But contrary to the norm, Imam Bukhari sahab rahmatullahi had not started with these words. He started with Bismillah. So there is a hadith that Kullu, or the hadith Kullu Bali, Kullu Amrin, that every work that does not commence with the praise of Allah Ta'ala, Fahuwa Aqta, that it is cut off from barakat. It doesn't have barakat in it. Work has started off. It starts off without the hamd, the praise of Allah Ta'ala. Then it is incomplete, and because it is incomplete, therefore it doesn't have barakat. So to this hadith, there is about 8 explanations. So Shaykh Ahmad gave all the 8 explanations. Imam Bukhari sahab Ahmad said, no, that's not the answer. That's not why I did not start off with alhamdulillah. But from the very beginning, I didn't have the intention of compiling a kitab, a complete kitab. That's not my intention. But all I did was, I started off with a title, then the relevant hadiths I brought under the titles. You know, I had a title, like how an author has a title, and then after the title, he brings the relevant topic. So the relevant topics to the title I have added. So my intention was not to compile a kitab initially. And then eventually it came to a kitab. Anyway, what you understand here, the Mashayikh say, our work is to dedicate ourselves to Allah Ta'ala in every respect. Our hearts, from our minds, physically, in every respect, we dedicate ourselves. Right? And when we're dedicating ourselves, and I explained early on as well, we don't have a plan in our mind that I will dedicate myself and I will have this position eventually. This is also something that is really not good. You are striving for a position. You are striving for recognition by Allah Ta'ala. So keep your mind clear of that. So then the question will come that what you are striving for. You are striving for two things. One is to show gratitude as a token of appreciation for the favors of Allah Ta'ala. If we enumerate the favors of Allah Ta'ala, we won't be able to count them. the very fact that Allah Ta'ala has covered our faults from the age that we know ourselves to this day, Allah Ta'ala has covered our faults, that is something that we can't attach a price to. Imagine if Allah Ta'ala discloses our faults, none of us will want to be around. We'd rather be dead. We don't want to be around. So Allah Ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, He has covered our faults, our mistakes, small, big, the embarrassing things, the shameful things we may have involved ourselves, or the wrong intention that we may have had. Maybe we didn't act upon it, but we had wrong intentions. Right? So if Allah Ta'ala were to expose us, then none of us would want to be around. We say rather we away, rather be dead than rather. So the fact that Allah Ta'ala has been so kind and so loving, so compassionate to us, so we owe it to Him that we show a token of appreciation. So all our dedication is to appreciate Him. And in lieu of that, Allah Ta'ala will love us. He will like us. He will cover us with His love. He will cover us with His forgiveness. So we have this in mind. He will love us for this, inshallah. And it is His promise that we appreciate Him. Do it with this intention, not for a certain position that I become such an outstanding person, such a notable person, I am recognized, people identify with me, or I got a position, Allah Ta'ala, not for that. Keep the mind clear. The habit of Allah Ta'ala, the system of Allah Ta'ala is that a person strives, he strives, and then he comes to a point of acceptance. How it works, Allah Ta'ala. You carry on working, and you reach a point, and at that point, like you say, the last straw that breaks the back. So I've come to that point, it's the last straw. There, that brings you your acceptance. It brings you your qabooliyat, that last straw. But you don't know what that last straw is. You know, you hear of a story that Buzurg ate that food without salt, right? And he got forgiven for that. Right. Now you will not say that all his other actions, what about all his other actions? No, you will not say that. That will you say now all the other actions were rendered useless? No, so he was coming up. And there was a need for something to just tip the scale. So this action came and tipped the scale. See, it brought him. Like how, when elections are carrying on, so it's a very, very close neck. There's a clash, there's a competition, and it's close neck to neck. And suddenly, in that whole competition, one person comes up, or 10 people come up, and they vote for you, and you won the election. Don't you say, hey, you saved the life, you were the lifesaver. Don't you say that? But now, can you say that those that voted before, they were not the lifesavers? They were. But this was the thing where you took the decision. The decision was taken at that point. So you don't know, and I don't know, where the decision will take place. So the logical thing is that لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Don't ever underestimate any good deed. You don't know, it may be that good deed that you did, that will just tip the scale by Allah Ta'ala. It will just be the deciding factor. So, by Allah Ta'ala it is such that you carry on, you're striving, here, and with this frame of mind, then one day Allah Ta'ala will decide that now this person must be accepted. We hear of Musa alayhi salam, and the reason that accepted him in the divine court, right? Mullah Ali Khairat speaks about it, that he was grazing sheep, right? And generally it is the Anbiya are put into these type of positions to master the aspect of tolerance and endurance. See? Once that endurance and tolerance has been perfected, Allah Ta'ala confers onto them His acceptance. So in the past zamanas, you had the grazing of sheep, right? You had the grazing of sheep, and that was to create that endurance and to create the type of tolerance, perseverance that is required. Now, in the light, really, it's not so simple to graze sheep, right? It's not so simple to graze sheep. So, alternate things will be placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring about that level of endurance, right? They, like Musa alayhi salam, is grazing sheep for 10 years, right? 10 years is grazing sheep. Now imagine, it's difficult. Sheep and goats is even worse. They become stubborn, and you can't lift them up. One wants to sit right in the middle of the road, he'll just sit down. Then he's not moving, right? Not moving. Now that animal is such, you can't hit it, nor can you abandon it. Both is a loss. If you hit it, you're going to break it. If you abandon it, that's also you incurring a loss. What to do? So somehow you have to come and patawa the thing, get it back onto the flock. So the ummah will be the same. Right? The ummah will be the same. Right? Now you worked, the tabligh jamaat worked, and something happened, the person is just going off now. Now he's looking at videos and what he's doing. Right? All the time was right, and now he just turned. So there were the wolves, right? The wolves were devouring the sheep. Now the wolves of shaitan, television, etc., are there to devour you. Friends, long time of association, media, all these are all wolves. And all wolves will come and devour you. Now you can't abandon the sati, nor can you hit him. If you hit him, you will go even further. You will reprimand him and scold him, whatever, then go even further. And if you're going to hit him, if you're going to leave him, then obviously you have left him to the wolves. Azaji Muhammad Rasulullah Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, aaj to, if you want to work today, to baap ko bete ban karke rehna padega, khawin ko biwi reh karke rehna padega. If you want to live today and work for deen, then the father will have to be like the son. You have to behave like the son. The husband will have to behave as though he is the wife, right? The ustad as though he is the student. Then you'll have things working. But now you want to work at the pedestal that you command respect, you can't get things working. In fact, he used to quote Hazrat Maulana Hafiz Ahmad Qadri, agar talib ilm ustad ko maar mile, ustad tab bhi unko padhaye, even if the student hits you, then to go and teach him. Ustad ka kisi kisam ka nuksan nahi. It's no loss to you at all. You will not be at loss at all. You cannot teach him. So the whole thing has now turned around. It's turned around. People have lost values. When they have lost values, so are you going to just abandon them? Or you'll say, let me salvage whatever I can. Values are lost. They don't have that type of respect. They don't have that type of consideration and appreciation. One person, he came as a guest, he stayed for 3-4 days, and then as he's leaving the house of the host, so he says to the host, be thankful to me, be grateful to me. The host got a shock now, that normally the guest is grateful, yet the host is turning it around, that I must be, the guest is turning it around, that the host must be grateful to him. So the whole thing has been turned around. So for a moment he's confounded, and then he says, I'm thankful to you that you gave me an occasion to get sawab. You lived in the house, so you lived here for 3-4 days, and I entertained you, so I practiced on the hadith of respecting the guest, so I got the sawab for it. Apart from that, for another reason also you should be grateful to me. Then he thought for someone, saying, I'm grateful to you as well that you stayed here and I had the opportunity to make khidmat. One is, I honored you that you stayed here, and number two is, I had the opportunity to make khidmat, to service you, to show some compassion. Kindness, Allah will show kindness unto you. So the guest says, no, for some other reason also you should be. set your whole house on fire, you know. I didn't do that. I just had some consideration and respect for your feelings. Very cordial. So the hostess, you know, Jazakallah, but really reward you, really, Allah. So when the value system has all changed, oh, it's all changed. You don't understand, you don't respect, you don't appreciate. Now, it doesn't have to be that. If he wants to deliver his goods, he'll have to just humble himself. And then, we, to appease ourselves, what we need to do, is we think, Anbiya had to go and graze sheep and all that, right? Now, we didn't do Islah how we're supposed to be doing. On the Dastar Khan, we still have 4 or 5 causes we have. Even though we're in Ethika, but still we have 4 or 5 causes. And we've got sponge mattresses, whatever. Now, how is the Islah going to be made? Islah is some difficulty you have to go through. So, perhaps the students are there to make our Islah. Make our quote to get us right. He's gonna say me something, I'm gonna keep quiet, I'm gonna eat that humble pie. See? My one uncle used to say, he's late now, Allah fill his grave with Noor, used to say, to be able to live nowadays, dekhi and dekhi karna parega. If you want to live, want to continue, sometimes you just have to imagine that I didn't see it. Right? You just have to imagine that I didn't see it. Now, you saw a student, he's smoking, right? You know, obviously he's not supposed to be smoking. Are you going to take it by the book now? He said, alright, come, report you now. Now he'll have to just act as though he didn't see it, and to carry on. But then in his mind, he'll have to plan out a way how to rectify the student. He'll have to think now. And the right thing is, talk to a ustad that is senior. He's senior in age, more experienced, alright. How do you handle this situation? How do you overcome this? But I'm going to take it by the book. And what's going to happen in this age and time? What will happen? One of two things will happen. Either he'll say, alright, you being harsh to me, I'll run away. So it's like that sheep again that's been abandoned, right? Or he will be you, or it will be a confrontation. It's you against him. So both ways you're going to lose. In both ways, both situations, it's going to be shaitan that's going to win it. And both ways, you're going to be at loss, you see. So you have to think about it, alright. I can see this is a situation that is coming up now. What do I do? Right. This doesn't only happen in a madrasa, in big schools, big reputable schools. One so-called Islamic school, right? The highest standard was about standard 9 class, if I remember correctly. Not very long ago, recently. The teacher actually had a heart attack. He fell. The students, they're not cared about it. They actually laughed at him. Whilst he got a heart attack, he fell down. They're laughing. Unko kya pari hai? So this is the tabiyat of the students. In one school, it happened that the student came a little bit late. So he comes into the school and he's not worried, he's got his hands in his pocket, got a smile on the face. You can't do me anything. Tell this teacher, you can't do anything, it's against the law, you can't do anything. I got the law with me, this is the law. You can't meet corporal punishment to any student. So, you can't do anything. What are you going to do? So, if you're going to hurt yourself, say, frustrating yourself, that's a problem. If you're frustrating yourself, you can't last. You're going to hit him, he's not going to last. Right? So now what do you do? Now you have to think of ways how to overcome the situation. You have to think further than your nose. Right? Alright, this is what happened. What do you do? I was in one madrasa lately. I had to give a talk there, right? And while the talk is on, so some student's cell phone goes on, and there's music going on. And nobody is concerned. Nobody is concerned. That is going on. Now, I know what's going to happen afterwards. You'll be in a madrasa, so you know their responses. So I just kept quiet now for 20 seconds. I kept quiet. And they are giggling. Nobody's worried. That phone is going. That phone, that music is going. Proper music. You know, the beat and the jazz and all. Everything is going. So after 20, 30 seconds, they stopped it. I continued from where I had to continue. But now you imagine if I became a little bit aggressive, what would happen? It will never work. It will never work. So now you got a real mixed jumble, real mixed jumble. And as the days are going, it'll be even worse. But now you have to work. So in this, when you have to work in this, then you have to be a little bit big-hearted. Like I say, my uncle says, that dekhi andekhi karni paregi. Like you saw something, just ignore it. Like I didn't see it. Karal, I didn't see it. This is not called mudahanat. See, it's not mudahanat. It's not compromising in dini matters. It is that you are looking for a solution. Because you know the person is too weak to accept that firmness. He's too weak, he can't accept it. When he can't accept it now, you have to look for another solution, how to overcome a situation. Right. This is on hadith. Now, before Qiyamah, lewdness, immorality will be at its height, right? And people will be doing it openly, like how cats and dogs and donkeys are doing things openly, they'll be doing things openly. So a pious person in that zamana will be that one, who will say, you know, had these people only did the same thing in the secret. So the pious amongst them would be that, who would say, that had they only done this in secret, if they had to do it. You understand? So the values will drop really drastically. It will just drop one way, it will drop. Now you have to last. You must remember that you have to last. You can't become an emotional, you can't burst out emotionally. You can't just ignore it entirely. And you can't say it's their business, they must go and get lost. You can't do that. You can't abandon. See that sheep, you put yourself in the position of a shepherd. You can't do that. So what do you do? How do you handle a situation? So that's the thing that you have to keep in mind. How do you handle a situation? You have to win these people, you have to bring them on again. There was one student here. He was a real uphill, you know, real uphill. But I could see that this person is intelligent. He's giving an uphill, but he's very intelligent. So I had a hope, inshallah, one day, kuch na kuch kaam karenge. Maybe he doesn't do the maximum, but he'll do something one day. So he'll do one nonsense after the other. One, you stop him, and then he's doing another 10. And then he'll be brought by me, then I'll explain him. Then he'll be sent. He hardly finished one, the second one started off, carried on. But eventually, alhamdulillah, the Allah's fazl, he completed, he graduated. So one year after he graduated, he comes and tells, Mawlana, you know, you made a man, you made an entire nation. That's what his words were. You made a man, you made an entire nation. So you must understand that when you make a single person, he is a leader to a nation. He's got the potential to lead an entire nation. So don't get bogged down with one person. My way or highway. Don't have that. The student is your crowd, your flock. They have all got potential to become leaders. They've got potential to become leaders. Now you need to understand how do I take them. You say that American was here, came out in Jamaat. He's in America for approximately 30 years. Now, after America says, you know, I throw a challenge to anybody. America's challenge is that you will have to toe the line with me. You come to America, you'll toe the line. In other words, I will definitely influence you. You can't influence me. That's the challenge of America. So anyway, in Americans generally you find it, right? You'll find something you'll find in them. I know initially when they used to come in the masjid, some Americans said, hey, I used to get really kabrat with them. And so children, and though, you know, not worry at all, making one noise, say doing some odd thing, not wearing topi, got some short trousers. Now this is how they conduct themselves in the masjid there. Right? So now, it really gets you up to this point. What do you do? Now that's a test. What do you do? How do you handle it? So anyway, that America was asking me, okay, the problem that we have got today, now, you know, they talk big, Americans talk big, you see. One American had gone to Canada, you see. So that was that fall, Niagara Falls, one of the world's biggest falls, Niagara Falls. So this Canadian is telling that American, you know, see this. Have you got something like this in America? So America must behave as though he is superior. That's the Taviyat. In any situation, he must be the superior. So he's saying it's American dialect. Sounds nice. He says, oh well, we've got plumbers that can fix up leaks this big. So that's the Taviyat, you see. You have to take them. You are the pilot now, and in this whole commotion, you have to take them. How do you take them? You mustn't get lost. Don't ever get lost. You just maintain your cool, you maintain your composure wherever you are, whatever department you are. You just maintain your composure, do your thing, and carry on. You're not going to fix up people today. And if you're going to lose yourself, you lost the whole game. Just maintain your composure, how much you can do. Some things you just ignore and carry on. Must try. I don't say just neglect it. Report it to someone, how to get it done and all that. That you must think and you must ask someone to help you out. Don't leave it. So he was, this American is asking now. The problem with the Islamic Ummah nowadays is that we don't have any leadership, you know. They talk like that now. It's a big stylist talk. So Allah Bak put it in my mind. I told him that is escapism. Escapism. How do you come to the conclusion that escapism? I think it's easy to say that there is no leadership, right? There's no. So if there is no proper dini structures anywhere, I'll say what? There's no leadership. Therefore, there is no dini structures in that community, in that source. Why there isn't? Because there is no proper Islamic leadership. Therefore, you're having all this type of. So I said, that is escapism. Then what must I do? So, no. Each person must consider himself to be a leader without claiming to be a leader. You behave like a leader without claiming. You don't claim. Don't say I'm a leader, but you behave. Kullukum mas'ul. Now, for example, the gush is not taking place. Hey, I must go and do the gush. Talib is not saying, I must do the talib. Right? Hey, they're not doing namaz with jamaat. I must start it off. I must do it. Are you going to wait now? Hey, no leadership, as though you're waiting for Isa al-Islam to come down from the Asman, then you'll start doing work. You must start it off. You start it off. But you can change situations, you can bring up things. What, 3 weeks ago, I was on Nikah, so they had some nazam. The nazam sounded to me like music, you see. So I'm thinking how to do it, you see. Now you can't just abandon. Can't just abandon it, because that is sounding like a nazam, but you listen to it carefully, it's very, very, very close to music, you see. And now someone could come with a masla that in a wedding you can listen to certain things. Now that all that qiyud and all those limits, parameters, 99% people don't know how to maintain those parameters. Now I am there, and my presence will legalize, will endorse what they're doing. So I'm thinking for a moment what to do. I'm not a driver that I just jump into my car and run away. So where are your options now? What do you do? And you can't make a noise there in front of everybody now. What do you do? So I said, I just called this person here. Now that person I knew, and he is like the like an important person in the house, you see. Just call him. Hey, for my sake, can't you just close the thing? Man? And you can tell them, the ladies, I said, the ladies know me, so. So I am already labeled, right? So if one more label comes, not a problem. It's a lot of labels. So one more label comes, and in 2 minutes they close it, finished. Right? So you have to think how to correct the thing. You have to use your mind, understand, reason, be tolerant. You can't spoil things. You have to rectify things, but you have to get things working. You can't just do things without thinking. Umar Palpuri Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah Bakhfil his grave with Noor. So he says, if you don't have an usul, Jamaat also, you don't have an usul, you don't work with an usul and the teachings in Hidayat, as the Akabir elders give you, you will try and fix up one thing and you will bring 100 problems. You fixed up one, right? And what's going to happen? You will bring about 100 problems. They just spent a few days in Jamaat and they came home. Hey, our town people, you know, we're getting all problems because people are not reading namaz. Fajr namaz they're not reading. We'll get them all up. They made the Jamaat and they're getting up everyone Fajr namaz. India in the summer they sleep in the open, you see. They're getting them up. And now you know when you're getting people, you know, just now. I'll get up just now. 5 minutes will go, 10 minutes. Hey, get up please now, you'll miss your namaz. So this Jamaat, they got really frustrated. Said, no, tomorrow we'll fix them up. We'll put cold water on their faces. So they tried for one day. And those people that are sleeping, they said, alright, we'll fix these people up. You see how it goes, confrontation. You fix me up, I'll fix you up. It doesn't work. I tell you, it doesn't work. You try and have a confrontational attitude. Even as an authority, you mustn't confront. Just think how to work it out. Look at your options and within the parameters of a cool and a calm environment, see how you're going to do your thing. Do the thing, but do it in a cool and a calm environment. They have to use a little bit sometimes psychology, sometimes wisdom. As more of Madani Sahib Rahmatullahi, was an outspoken person, right? So he was called to Burma. Burma was a lot of Muslims there, from around there and Surat and everywhere. A lot of Muslims were living there. So somehow, when he entered Burma, so his host told him that, you know what, the government here, the English, that was the government, English government, you see, they're allowing you, but you mustn't speak out against the English. You mustn't speak out against English. So you can give your taqreer and waaz and all that, but please don't speak out against them. So Mora says that, no, you know, that it's better for me to leave them. Because he'll talk, he must. Angrez ki khabar zarur lete hai. Somehow it is back to this. So because of the zulm, the oppression to the Indians that zaman, I'm talking of 70-80 years ago. But he had that guts. See, if you talk of Muhammad, you must remember he's had that type of guts and courage. He would stay in prison 1 month, 2 months, all that he could do. But you don't have that caliber, then don't try to imitate him. 3 years he stayed in Malta, he stayed in prison 3 years. Those mehmans and all, hey, we tried, you know, how long we tried to get you here. And now you say you want to go back. That can't happen. And why you say that that they are not allowing you to speak against the English. So that from our side, we will take the responsibility. Whatever lash back comes, we will take it on ourselves. But you speak freely. So anyway, I said, all right. So he went on to the minbar and he started giving his talk. So in his talk, as he's starting off his sermon, his khutbah, he says, my honorable guests, my honorable hosts, they have made an agreement with the English authority that I mustn't speak out against the English. So I have to honor the agreements, you know. I have to honor the agreements. Was an agreement that they had made. They didn't consult me. They should have consulted me, but they didn't consult me and they had accepted. But had they not agreed to it, you know, had they not agreed, then I would have said that these were the wrongs that the English did. 1, 2, 3, it's counting everything one way. But now because they have entered into this agreement, therefore I can't speak about it. And again, about 10 minutes he'll speak and he'll list all their wrongs. He said, but you know, my honorable hosts, they have entered into an agreement that they will not speak out against the English. That I mustn't speak out against the English. But had they not entered into that agreement and left me open, then I would have said that the English did this. But now because they had entered into the agreement, therefore I'm not speaking out against them. And everything that he wanted to say, he said, So now the next ship I'm going back to India. So it's a little bit of hikmat, a little bit of wisdom you have to use. You can't act like a mad person here. So we're talking about that Jamaat. Now these sleeping people, what they say, now we'll fix these people. You see, when you're going too much by the book, you have to have a little bit of a tenth, you know, you say a fifth sense, the sixth sense you need to have. Going by the book, you're not going to work. Now how are you going to work it? You have to see now what's your options and how to work it. Right? So it's like a confrontational attitude. These people say, no, we're going to throw cold water. Say, oh, they're coming with cold water. Let them come tomorrow. We'll fix them up. So they got baitants under their beds. They're waiting for these people. The moment these people came with the cold, they pulled out their baitants. And kisi ka heart toot raha hai, kisi ka tongue toot raha hai, someone's hand is breaking, someone's face is getting bust. So you can't have this attitude. In this day, you can't. See, the innocent person, his hands are tied. And the criminal is walking free. So that's the law. The law is designed that the criminal walks free and the innocent person's hands are tied. So now, within that, now how you have to work, you have to think, what are my options, how do I work? Understand? Anyway, what we're getting at is the system of Allah Ta'ala. The system of Allah Ta'ala is the person works. And as he works, right, and he comes to a point, and there Allah Ta'ala makes the decision of acceptance. Works, and he elevates, he comes up, working steadily. Like I said, the intentions all must be right, and he's working. Then one day Allah Ta'ala will take the decision that now we have accepted him, and then Allah Ta'ala himself will decide that we accepted him for this work. Right, and this person we have accepted him for that work. Whatever. Allah Pak will accept you for a certain work. Whatever khidmat, whatever service Allah Ta'ala wants, He will take it from you. But you need to offer yourself first. See, you need to offer yourself first, then comes. See the hadith which says that man ata, the person who comes to me, one hand span. You know, Allah Ta'ala's responses. You come to him, one hand, and Allah Ta'ala's responses. But you look at that hadith carefully, you make the initiative, then you get the responses of Allah Ta'ala. You started it off and you come to this point, then you'll find the embrace from Allah Ta'ala. But you started it off. Hazrat Ji Maulana Masroor Sahib gave an incident. He says, these are incidents, right? Anecdotes, but they've got a lot of lessons in that. He says, the king was about to die, you see. So the king's men, they were in a fix now, in a confusion. We can't find an appropriate person to replace the king. Who's going to sit in his place? Now there's a whole mashwara going on. The king was an Allah wala himself. He was himself Allah wala. So the king says, all right, when I die, when you have buried me, then the first person that will be walking past the palace, take him and appoint him as the king. So the king was, the king's instructions, he's an Allah wala. So the first person, they're waiting now, the king died, waiting for the morning. Now they're waiting for the first person to walk past. Wo zamana 420 ka nahi tha. It wasn't a zamana of corruption, you know. In this zamana, if it happened, I don't know what people were trying to see. It wasn't a zamana of corruption. So the first person that walked past the palace was a peasant farmer. He had a whole bundle of hay on his head, and he's going past. Now, this is the king's instruction. They take him. But I haven't committed any crime. No, we are not taking him as a criminal. We're going to honor you. Now they take him into the royal bath. I didn't do anything. Why you people are treating me like this? They scrub him down, all that. Put the royal garments. And then they put him onto the throne. Right? The kings, normally, they have a sitting with the public, you know, with the public or at least with the minister, the parliament, they have a sitting every day. Problems, any mashwara, morning mashwara, afternoon mashwara, so they'll have one sitting. So the sitting ended. As the sitting ended, this peasant now that he's appointed as the king, he supports himself on the shoulders of the minister and he gets up. Now this is all royal etiquette. You can't just address the king like this. You say, "Your honor, excuse me," you know. You can't just... So he says, "Your honor, Jaan Bakshi Jai, excuse me, pardon, you know, accept my pardon." The minister is asking him, "You know, I beg your pardon, I beg to ask you something." He says, "Sure, you can ask what you want." "So yesterday, up until yesterday, you were able to carry a big bundle of hay on your head, right? Big, big, massive bundle of hay on your head, and you were delivering it from one point to the other point. And today, your halat has changed. You can't even get your own self up. You can't lift yourself up. So what is this now?" So they say, "Jab Khuda kisi ko husn deta hai, to nazakat aayi jati hai." Allah Ta'ala wants to bless someone, then all that is required for that portfolio, Allah Ta'ala throws it in. He wants to give you a certain position, so whatever is required to manage that position, Allah Ta'ala grants it to you. So now Allah Ta'ala opens this person's tongue, and he says, "You see, up until yesterday, I had only my burden to carry. My burden, my children, that's all. I didn't have any other burden on myself. Now, I've got the burden of the entire kingdom on my head. Right? On my shoulders, I've got the burden of the entire kingdom. And without your cooperation, I will not be able to carry this, manage this." You see what a beautiful answer he gave. The one is, he is giving the proper logical reasoning. But he's acknowledging the cooperation and the services of the ministers. He's acknowledging them. "Without you people, I can't manage this. Jab Khuda kisi ko husn deta hai, to nazakat aayi jati hai." Don't you see a simple example to illustrate that we see every day, but we don't reflect. See a hen, right? A hen. Before motherhood, that thing like a bichari, you won't chase that thing, you'll run away, right? But let it just hatch those chicken and see. I heard in Palok, someone was telling me that the hen just hatched, you know, some chickens. And on big Alsatian, this size Alsatian, just came to see what's happening. It heard some noise. And that thing charged. It charged for that Alsatian. That thing got a shock. And the Alsatian went for cover inside the house. The Alsatian went for cover inside the house, imagine. So when Allah Pak has given it motherhood, right, when Allah has blessed it with motherhood, that ferociousness, right, that aggression has come into its tabiat. Now it will attack, it won't look at its opponent. To save its small, it will go to any extent. Don't we see that? We see it or don't we see it? We see it with our own eyes, we see it. Jab Khuda kisi ko husn deta hai, to nazakat aayi jati hai. But what we learn from this is dedicate yourself to Allah Ta'ala with sincerity. When the time comes, Allah Ta'ala will grant you the required sifat, the required quality, behavior, conduct for managing that type of portfolio. Allah Ta'ala will grant it to you. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib kare.